This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. First, I'd like to say that yesterday, due to an editing error on my part, I left out an important part of a story, and that is, KPTZ is thrilled to announce that the station has been named the recipient of a Hero Award from the Jefferson County Board of Health. Yesterday, I told our listeners about why, hint, it has to do with connecting the community with up-to-date information on the COVID pandemic. The award will be bestowed at Thursday's Jefferson County Board of Health meeting. Chris Bricker will represent KPTZ to receive the award during this virtual meeting, and kudos to everyone at KPTZ for earning this award. Jefferson Healthcare has advised that they've received notifications of unknown entities calling patients and fraudulently posing as Jefferson Healthcare or Medicare employees. The bad actor states that they know the patient has received services at Jefferson Healthcare and attempts to obtain a Social Security number or other insurance information for billing. Medicare will never call a patient and ask for this information. This bears repeating. Medicare will never call a patient and ask for this information. Although Jefferson Healthcare staff may call a patient for additional information, their teams use two patient identifiers prior to discussing any patient information over the phone. Deborah Tesh, Manager of Health Information and Privacy Officer, said, "Jefferson Healthcare's highest priority is to protect our patients' medical information. We have placed many safeguards in both our electronic medical records and staff education to ensure our patients feel extremely secure that we will protect their medical and financial data when using our services. We want to be sure that our community knows about these bad actors as they are focusing their efforts on our most vulnerable, our elderly population." There are no reports of patients providing the solicited information to the bad actors. Reports indicate these calls are coming from South Africa, but caller ID won't say that. Anyone receiving calls as described should call the Jefferson Healthcare's Manager of Health Information Management and Privacy Officer, Deborah Tesh, at 360-385-2200, extension 2489, or call the main number of Jefferson Healthcare and ask for Deborah Tesh. In both Clallam and Jefferson counties, the COVID-19 case rates are still high. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 826 per 100,000. No one is currently hospitalized. Total cases, 4,401. One person died this past week from COVID-19, an elderly patient who was vaccinated but not boosted. So now, 30 people have died in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. In Clallam County, the case rate is 643 per 100,000. There have been a total of 13,221 cases since the pandemic began. No one is currently hospitalized, but there have been three more deaths since the beginning of last week, for a total of 115 deaths due to COVID in Clallam County since the pandemic began. A causeway that occupied the cut between Indian Island and Maristone Island was replaced just 2 years ago by a bridge, and the return of young salmon to the eelgrass beds of the tidelands below Indian Island's sandstone-stacked bluffs has been swift. Even Bill Kalina, the island's longtime environmental program manager for the Navy, was taken aback by the jump in the number of juvenile salmon since the causeway was replaced with a bridge at the south end of Killisett Harbor, Kitsap Sun reported. Kalina said, "We weren't expecting these results so quickly. It happened almost overnight. For the past 75 years, the causeway's two small culverts were the only salt water and the life traveling in it that traversed Oak Bay north to Killisett. But in 2020, a $12.6 million state project replaced the causeway with a concrete girder bridge. Only six juvenile salmon were found during saning in the 5 years before the bridge opened. During this year's saning, over 2 days in May, volunteers netted close to 1,000 juvenile salmon. The increase was really dramatic," Kalina said. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and have a good Wednesday.